notices that you must use some time to rest, and we did manage to rest. This is the term where the BRRR requires us to look at all reports related to the previous financial year. In our case, this will relate to the fourth term, the end of the fourth term. Remember, in terms of the government, the terms are different from our terms as parliament, because we look at calendar term, the school calendar terms, and government looks at terms as prescribed by the money bills. Yes, it is. That's the fiscal policy. Quarterly reports or reporting process is quite an important process in as far as the legislature is concerned, because that's where we need to review the work of the that is done by the executive. That process in our case is informed by the BRRR process cycle, which is informed by the money governing that process, which is the Money Bills Amendment Procedure and Related Matters Act. It is therefore important and very obligatory for institutions reporting to Parliament to observe and oblige to the processes as required by this particular act or the processes put in place. We know that in order for those institutions, including the government departments, to fully comply, Parliament has to receive quarterly reports and annual reports, irrespective of the fact that, irrespective of whether we consider those reports during the period they submit in them or not. It is obligatory, and I think that every government official knows about that. It is as much as it is obligatory also for departments to submit Section 132 reports, the Treasury reports. It is at the same length. The department is supposed to have submitted reports, the second, third, and fourth quarter reports to Parliament before we could consider them, so that members could go through them, satisfy themselves, so that as we call them to then present to us their understanding of the report, so that we can also be able to understand what we went through. At least members could have gone through those reports. In this case, the department could not present those reports to Parliament or not to the Portfolio Committee Secretary. Hence, we were not given the opportunity then to go through the reports and understand and look at the report based on their previous year's APP and also strat plan. It is a requirement, as I indicated, a BRRR process requirement, and it is also required by the Money Bills Amendment Procedure and Related Matters Act. So for us to fully have to fully scrutinize this report, we would have really needed to go to have this report. We have in the previous term given the department, and I did emphasize that when we began the fifth term as this portfolio committee, that in terms of submission of reports, we would like members to have reports on Thursdays, because that's most of members' last days. Even now it's Fridays, it's full Fridays. But we had made that principal decision that we need reports to be circulated, or whatever documentation that is required from the department and its entities to reach the parliament or the portfolio committee on Thursday's noon, not later than Thursday's midday. So, colleagues, it is in this context that I'm not going to allow the department to present on their summary so that they can fully comply. We're going to give them an opportunity, because yesterday they did make submission, but it was wrong submissions. Even though they were late, but they did, they had submitted, but we were only told that those were wrong reports submitted. We did receive the presentations, which are supposed to be a summary of those reports. So you can't get a presentation and not have a referral point. We have to have those referral points. So it's in that spirit that I'm not going to allow the department to proceed today with the presentation until they meet the requirement of the law. So we have spoken to the DG. We've agreed that we're going to give them an alternative date where they're going to, because we are expected to produce a report. This is because we are sometimes told that we're not doing our work. And we cannot do our work when we don't have information. We have to have information so that we can understand the work that the department is doing, and we then ask relevant questions based on those reports. But if we don't have the reports, we just get a presentation, which is a summary. It's not going to help us. So, DG, please, we will then, the secretary through the PLO will come back to you on the alternative date. We unfortunately have a very tight schedule. You must recall that this is the period where we're dealing with the midterm review also, and we have to have finalized before the Parliament rises for the third quarter. So we must have finalized that, and we must have finalized this quarterly reports before we consider the annual reports. So I will once more request that the department should submit timelessly. Even though we are not calling them for these meetings, but we know that every end of the quarter you need to submit reports. Do so, submit those reports, so that we don't have to always remind you to submit reports. And then when we call you, then you'll come up with the summary so that you further explain to us what we have gone through already. Okay? That is what we're going to be doing. My point. Mr. Mara, you want to say something before the DG comes?
Chairperson, I think I want to support you in terms of that discipline, because it's very important that we don't only get a, because when I saw the summary myself, the presentation, I said to myself, okay, must I, it's probably expected from me to accept this in goodwill by not having, you know, been able to study the report and see whether there's a true reflection of the report. So in that regard, I fully support you. But I was wondering myself, I mean, this is not the first time that we have a problem like this. Maybe the DG can tell us, what is the reasons, or what are the reasons that they could not submit this on time? Is it because of a problem in the department? Is it because of, you know, some shortcomings and issues in the department? Because, I mean, you know, by not complying to what we require and you flying down and staying over, this is a hugely wasteful expenditure. So somewhere there's a problem. And I mean, this is not value for money for us as a committee, and most certainly not to the taxpayer and to the and to the fiscus of South Africa. We know, I mean, we just went through a budgetary process, and we know the enormous constraints on Treasury. So I mean, if it is that you don't need the money, you know, by flying down on several occasions where you could have done it only on one time, then obviously you must say that your budget is too big. Please take my money away and I will spend it more efficiently, because it must be spent efficiently. And this is not acceptable. It cannot be.
Thank you, Mr. Mare. Mr. Tlian.
Thank you, Chairperson. Honorable Chair. I think you've outlined the issue correctly, Chairperson. But I think, although the DG will say something now, perhaps what we need to do is to ask the DG and the department to go and prepare a report that explains to the portfolio committee what the issues are, the challenges and all that, so that it's not a verbal report per se. She can say a few words, that is fine, but possibly there could be some underlying issues and so on. So we need to provide them with sufficient time to go and explicate those issues properly and then submit some kind of a report to the committee that we can interrogate. Because if we talk to each other now about those issues, we may not necessarily be able to dissect all of them and actually develop a proper understanding of what the real issues are. And we may also not be quick to condemn them quickly before we actually get the opportunity to look at the report that they will present. So you are correct, we can't proceed today. Let them go and prepare an explication as to why there are these issues. I thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Ndatekhen. Okay, may I then give the opportunity to the DG? I think you heard that the formal explanation is needed. I take it we all agree. Okay, in writing, and then, but you can then say something.
Chairperson, thank you, and we have heard very clearly what has been said both by yourself as chair and the members of the portfolio committee, and we will indeed provide an explanation and identify for ourselves exactly what the challenges have been. I do want to assure the committee that we will take this extremely seriously. In essence, and I think also just to indicate that we would agree completely with the concern that has been raised about the way in which money is being used, and our budget should not be cut. We need to use the money, but we need to use the money, in fact, for economic development and not for unnecessary processes. And we take that criticism very, very seriously and very correctly. Chairperson, there are a multiplicity of elements that have factored into it, some of which is just inefficiency, some of which is turnover of personnel, so systems, get interrupted in the process, but we will put that in writing to you and give you an explanation, and that will in addition enable us to make sure that we can address the problems and come back to you not only with an explanation but what we've put in place to ensure that this doesn't recur. I think that the proposal that as we prepare reports we should submit them directly to the Portfolio Committee rather than waiting until the stage at which you ask us to come and do the presentation would in fact be a better system for us than landing up where we are submitting both the report and the presentation simultaneously. So I think that that will also enable us to overcome some of the issues. We will be ready to come back to present to you. The reports are being made available today. So our deepest apologies for that that error on our part, and we will ensure that we're going forward we fully comply, we enable the work of the Portfolio Committee, and we will be ready to come back at any stage that fits into your program, aware of the fact that there is the annual report timeline that it needs to be taken place within that. So I think, Chairperson, from my side, apologies for the process. We will certainly enable the Portfolio Committee to receive the reports today and be able to engage then in a far deeper way. And we certainly do recognise that in doing it correctly, in the way that it's meant to be done, the engagement that we will get from the Portfolio Committee and the guidance that we'll get from the Portfolio Committee will be that much richer. And we would not expect the Portfolio Committee at any stage to take any presentation that we give as in good faith. We are fully aware of the fact that presentations need to be supported by the evidence, and we're comfortable that the evidence is there and it will be made available today. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Teacher. I guess that would then end our meeting, but would request the members to remain. Members, if you look at your packages there in front of you, you do have the committee report for the term, the second term. And part of the third term. Only third, second. Sort of helps us to understand we only have about 4 weeks, if not five. Yeah, 5 weeks. Up to the midterm budget process. That's when the Minister of Finance announces the additions or subtractions into the budget, and also gives us other new fiscal policy directives. This process is very important, and therefore would want to ensure that we complete it, you know, as within the time frames, the time frames provided. Therefore, anything that really disturbs this particular program would really make us not to, at the end of the process, you know, come out with a very good report. When looking at this program, today is the 19th, we're supposed to consider the department's briefing on their three quarters. We couldn't. I therefore suggest that we also we move that presentation to the 26th. And then we move the briefing by the FFC to the 9th. Because from the experience we've, these briefings are quite short because the department doesn't have much issues like other departments. So I feel that the Auditor General's briefing and the FFC can be done within the period. So I don't know what members feel. Right? If we agree, okay. If we agree, then we will then agree that on the 26th we meet with the department, because I was also thinking of meeting late night meetings. But that won't be necessary if we do it that way. Are we in agreement?
Yeah.
I just want to...
Also, Madam Chair, what might be a good thing for the 26th is on the 2nd, we have got the briefing on the first quarter of 2014-15. So in other words, these can easily run into each other.
We live in that as it is.
Yeah.
We're just changing the 26th
yeah.
and the 9th.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I fully agree
we're
with
adding
you
on
regards
the
to the Auditor General and the first and the
okay.
FEC as well.
All right. If that's an agreement, I take it that other members also agree. Can we then agree that that will be the program? Just make those amendments with your pen on the report. I mean on the program, yes. Members, there's a colloquium planned by the Portfolio Committee on Trade and Industry around beneficiation on mining and manufacturing. It is planned for next week, 26, 27, and 29th. So I will confirm on our behalf, hoping that members will avail themselves to that colloquium. It's very important that we discuss about these issues, especially for beneficiation, which is quite an important issue in our country in the midst of unemployment issues and also low productivity issues. And we're not doing that good also in manufacturing. So it will be important that we discuss all issues related to beneficiation with an aim of helping to grow the economy and also to create the necessary jobs that are needed by the country. But also I think it's, it will be for trade benefits, especially related to import and export issues. So if we can then make sure that we make our own research. I will request our researcher to do something to that regard, so that it's just a briefing notes for members, so that we have an idea of when we talk beneficiation, what are we talking about? You have that kind of understanding. All of us should have that. So, Nwabisa, will you assist members with that? So I will confirm the attendance. Please make sure that you avail yourselves, because this is our sister PC, and next time we'll also be arranging such workshops and colloquia. Also, on a sad note, we would want to also announce that our content advisor will be leaving us. I think on the 28th is her last day. She got a promotion somewhere else. So she will be still within the economic cluster, but working elsewhere. We hope that she will not completely delink from us. There should still be a linkage, because we believe the economic development zones are very important to this committee. And by virtue of her being there, she will be able also to feed us with information, and also so that we can have more clarity in as far as what economic development zones are. I will use the opportunity in our next meeting, because I take it it will be the last meeting. Yes. Just to get her farewell something, and we can then appreciate the work that she's done then. We hope that the legislature will fast-track the facilitation of getting us a new content advisor and a relevant one to that regard. To that matter, yes. Otherwise, colleagues, thank you very much. Unless there's something to be raised, I then declare the meeting adjourned.
We for BJ had to leave.
She has no mandate. Okay, you heard what Mr. Tlani said. Thank you.